All right, Mylene. Let's get the next IV bag ready. Before we start, we need to wash our hands.
Right, of course.
Okay, now we can start. First, we'll check the IV solution against the IV prescription.
Okay, the prescription is for 5% dextrose.
That's it. Here's the IV infusion. Can you check it with me? This is a bag of 5% dextrose.
Yes, I can see the label. 5% dextrose.
Next, I'm going to prime the line. To prime the line, you run the IV fluid through the IV tubing of the giving set.
The giving set has one end to go into the IV bag, and the other end is for connection to the patient's cannula. Is that right?
That's right. We're going to run this IV infusion through an IV infusion pump. Next, we need to set the rate on the infusion pump. What's the rate, Mylene?
The rate's 125 mils per hour.
That's right. It's an 8-hour liter. After that, I'll start the infusion pump. Don't worry, Mr. Lenworth. The pump is just running a test.
Right. Noisy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Okay, that's ready. Now I'll connect the IV to Mr. Lenworth's cannula. Then I'll start the infusion pump. All right, Mr. Lenworth?
Yes, that's fine.
Now we both have to sign the IV prescription.
Okay, here.
That's right. The last thing is to write up the fluid balance chart.
Okay, I think I have all that.
Let's go over it again. Can you tell me the 7 steps we went through?
Yes, I think I can. Before you start, wash your hands. First, check the IV bag against the IV order. Next, prime the line of the giving set. Then, set the rate on the infusion pump. After that, connect the IV to the patient's cannula and then start the infusion. Finally, sign the IV prescription and write up the IV infusion on the fluid balance chart.
Well done.